Have you ever been unsure about when to use if and when to use whether? If so, you are not alone. There is a reason these words can be tricky. They are sometimes interchangeable. In some cases, either word can be used with no difference in meaning. For instance, you can say, "I don't know whether she left yet," or "I don't know if she left yet." However, in other cases, if and whether have different meanings or uses. You have to choose one or the other. Both if and whether are conjunctions, words that connect two or more sentences or clauses. And a lot is involved in their grammar. So I will cover this subject in two programs. Today's program centers on when you must use whether and cannot use if. The word whether signals that there are only two possibilities. Keep that in mind throughout today's program. Let's start with infinitive verbs. Before infinitives, use only the word whether, not the word if. An infinitive is the most basic form of a verb. In American English, the infinitive means to plus verb. To share and to get are some examples. Listen to a sentence that contains the word whether followed by an infinitive verb.
My son got his favorite candy on Halloween. He cannot decide whether to share some with his friends.
The infinitive verb after whether here is to share. Again, do not use if before infinitives. For example, do not say, "He cannot decide if to share some with his friends." Here is another example. Listen for the infinitive verb after whether.
I am wondering whether to get a book or magazine to read.
The infinitive following whether here is to get. Next, let's talk about prepositions. After prepositions, use the word whether. Common prepositions before whether include about and in. In this next example, pay attention for whether and the preposition that comes before it.
Can we talk about whether you are coming for the holiday?
Here, the preposition about comes before whether. Again, do not use if after a preposition. For instance, avoid saying, "Can we talk about if you are coming for the holiday?" Here is another example. Listen for the preposition and the word whether, which follows it.
Teachers are very interested in whether schools will reopen soon.
Here, the preposition in comes before whether. Because of this, the word if cannot be used. Next, let's move to the phrase or not. We use whether, not if, directly before the words or not. In other words, the phrase whether or not is correct. The phrase if or not is incorrect. Listen to an example to see what I mean. Take note that the word whether is immediately followed by or not.
I called to find out whether or not you are okay.
Note that use of or not is not required and does not affect meaning. It is also possible to put those words at the end of the sentence. Here is an example.
I called to find out whether you are okay or not.
Just remember that the words or not are unneeded and do not change the meaning. However, there is one exception to that. In some situations, whether or not can mean regardless of whether. For this meaning, you must include the words or not. Listen to an example of how it is used.
Cassie is my friend, whether Sam likes it or not.
This means that the speaker is not considering Sam's opinion on the friendship. And finally, we use only the word whether, not if, when it introduces a noun clause that is also the sentence subject. Here is an example.
Whether he wins is not my concern.
The noun clause in this sentence is whether he wins, and it is the subject of the sentence. We would not say, if he wins is not my concern. The word if does not begin sentence subjects. When if begins a sentence, it introduces a conditional and is not part of the subject. That's our program for this week. Join us again soon for part two. We will talk about when if must be used and when whether and if are interchangeable. I will also show you an easy way to remember which one to choose. I'm Alice Bryant.